say annual, but we didn't play last year. It's the second ever Midday with Jamie and Wicket Kazoo Challenge. And how this game works is we have 10 well-known Christmas songs. Like, I didn't pick ones that, like, I wrote in my basement. I have 10. Yeah,
and we went through them first to make sure that I knew them.
I was like, do you know this one?
I think so.
And Jamie's going to play. You're going to pick a number, 1 through 10, and we have them all on pieces of paper here.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie's going to open it up, and then she's going to play that Christmas song with a kazoo.
What I know of it.
Which is the other part of this, by the way.
May not be the part you know. It may just be the part that I know.
And if you can get 3 in a row right, God, I hope you can get 3 in a row right. If you can get 3 in a row right, then you are on your way to the Kansas City Ballet's The Nutcracker coming up to the Kauffman Center beginning next week. All right, so we got a pair of tickets for you, 576-7798. Jamie, I don't know if anybody has any faith in your ability to play the kazoo, but have you been warming up? That is terrible. Oh, my God.
Yes, I've been warming up as much as I possibly could.
Do we need more warming up is the question.
I don't think there's a lot of range on this thing. I think it's just a matter of, Now, you have any requests? That I would know while we're waiting for calls.
While we let people line up here. Hear me turn off the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Play me Friends in Low Places. All right, okay.
It takes a lot of oxygen to do this.
That's not bad. You're not supposed to blow. Just so
I have to make noise, and that requires oxygen.
Okay, all right.
To keep alive, and that requires the processing of oxygen.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
That was better than I thought you would do. That gives me hope for the Christmas carols we're about to do here.
Thanks, friend.
No problem.
For that faith.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
All right, 576-7798. JT is first up. JT, do you have a lot of faith in Jamie's ability to play the kazoo?
I don't know. Friends in Low Places wasn't that bad.
Right? See? It wasn't bad at all.
When I concentrate.
All right, we've got 10 of them listed here. JT, you got to get 3 right. These are all well-known Christmas songs that Jamie's going to play on the kazoo. Give me number 1 through 10. JT. 6. All right.
So you're going to show it to me.
There it is. You got that one?
Yeah, I had to think about it for a second.
She had to think there, JT.
Remember, I'm not the biggest Christmas music person in the world, so.
We cleared all 10 with her.
Yeah.
So she knows this one. All right, here we go. The Kazoo Challenge song. If you know it, just shout it out, JT. Anytime, JT.
I have no idea what that is.
You have no idea? Yeah. I thought that was pretty good.
Thanks.
I thought you did really well.
Do you know what's going to happen? We're going to run out of Christmas songs.
No, come on. Travis, did she do well on that one?
I did not know what it was.
Okay. All right.
You're not the biggest Christmas music fan either, though.
That's true.
Probably won't know half of these songs unless they're like your traditional
the actual
songs.
Singer, not Jamie on the kazoo.
Like,
right.
Are these like words? Your traditional songs you hear all the time on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. These everybody. There's only one here where I was surprised that she wanted this one in here, and I don't
like
know what
Batman
number it is.
Batman Smells Robin Laid an Egg.
Oh, that'd be fun.
All right. Rachel, you're next up. Rachel, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Pick a number 1 through 10.
7.
All right, Jamie, here's your next one. Can you do this one?
Oh.
Can you do that one? Here we go. Shout it out if you know it, Rachel, the Kazoo Challenge.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That is correct.
See?
All right, that's one.
Fun fact, I don't really know the words to that song. I just know how it goes.
That's all you need.
I don't really need to know the words.
Actually, I was singing it along in my head once I actually kind of got into it.
Once you got to the chorus, you were good, right?
Yeah.
That was my only contribution to the 10, by the way.
That was
the only one I suggested.
I think that was the hardest one you picked. So let's get number 2 here up. Rachel, pick a number 1 through 10.
1.
Number 1. All right, you're 1 down. You got to get 3 in a row to win the tickets to the Nutcracker from the Kansas City Ballet. Here is, you ready for this?
Yes.
Song number two.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Jamie's upset because she wanted to go longer with that
one. No, it's fine. I don't think this...
Continue, please.
No, I don't think this is a noise that we want to have the most of as humanly possible. I think the least amount possible.
Travis, new rule, you have to get 8 in a row, so Jamie has to play this for the entire hour?
I'm hanging up on everyone and turning everyone's mics off.
Dude, it's your last day. Yeah. You don't get to have preference. You don't get to decide.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, yes, I can.
I don't even know your name anymore. All right, Rachel, 1 through 10 to win the whole thing, to win the tickets. Give me a number.
Let's do number 3.
Number 3. All right, here we go. Jamie, there you go. Are you ready? Here we go. Shout it out if you know it, Rachel, for the tickets to the KC Ballet's The Nutcracker.
I'm going to be honest. That's all I know. That's it.
One more time.
I can redo it.
One more time for Rachel.
One more time, please.
Any idea, Rachel, for the Nutcracker tickets?
Honestly, I want to guess Let It Snow, but that doesn't sound right. Sorry.
Do you want to guess Let It Snow, or do you want to guess something else?
Well, she can't play it again. But
I don't know
anymore.
I'm going to
go with Let It Snow. Final answer. I could be wrong.
Is it Let It Snow for the tickets? Oh, Rachel, you were close.
Sorry.
You were close. It wasn't bad. It was not bad. You didn't do it. You didn't kill the song.
Well, thanks.
You didn't crush the song.
Again, thanks, buddy.
Well, that's debatable.
All right, coming up.
We don't need your lip.
Yeah.
I actually don't even know what song it was.
Man, you're out of here in an hour 45. Yeah. You know what I mean, Travis? We're moving.
I was gone at 10.
I'm going to ask an honest question. What happens if we don't get it the next 6 songs?
Just renumber.
Start
them.
Over.
Yeah, just renumber right. them. Yeah, we're only using these 10. If you want to play, 576-7798. We have got a pair of tickets on the line to the Nutcracker from the Kansas City Ballet. It is the second ever, not second annual, the second ever Kazoo Challenge with Jamie Mon. They're coming back, by the way. Day after Christmas, I think, Trans-Siberian is at Spring Center. That was a hell of a show. I'd never been to see them before. That was great last year. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We are playing the Kazoo Challenge. Are you out of breath yet?
No. I'm revitalized.
You're revitalized. Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, Mike.
Yes.
And Jamie, to catch your breath.
Yeah.
If I were to ever to do anything Christmas-wise, this band I would definitely go see.
You would go see Trans-Siberian?
I would go see them.
It's a good show.
This is not like a one-in-a-lifetime kind of concerts, but it's one of those... No one does a concert like they do.
No.
With only, like, literally instruments.
Yeah, it's really impressive. There's some... There's a lot of non-Christmas stuff that goes into a Trans-Siberian orchestra show.
And I think that's why I would like it, too.
Yeah.
Because it's not just all Christmas music. They kind of throw in everything.
Like, there is a huge portion of it. But anyway, Jamie Monticelli, not part of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
No, you would never mistake me for a musician.
What if they added kazoos to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Then I'm not going.
I don't think I'm very good at it. I think there's a reason I have no control over the notes that come out of this.
We are playing the Kazoo Challenge, which Jamie is going to be playing. We picked 10 of the most popular Christmas songs, and Jamie's got to play. You got to get 3 in a row. So you pick a number. Jamie looks at it. We have them all on pieces of paper here in the studio. And then Jamie will play it. And if you can get 3 in a row, you win 2 tickets to The Nutcracker, performed by the Kansas City Ballet, going on through just before Christmas at the Kauffman Center. 576-7798. We were close with Rachel. She got 2. She couldn't get the 3rd one. Let's see if Jane can help us out. Jane, are you ready to go? Jane.
Is that Jan?
Jan, I'm sorry. My screen says Jane. It's Travis. Travis has checked out. It's his last day. He really doesn't care. He could have wrote your name as Steve.
Yeah.
He really doesn't mind. All right, Jan, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, Jan, give me a number 1 through 10.
Three.
I thought you were going to say 13. Closest to the, since 3's been taken, we'll go to the next closest. It is number 2. Here we go. Are you ready for this, Jamie?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, God. Good luck, Jan. You got to get 3 in a row. Here's number 1.
I don't know all of this, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Good luck, Jan.
Thank you. Oh, come all ye faithful.
That is right. Very good.
Good thing, because I didn't know anymore.
You know, there was a note you hit a little higher than it's supposed to be.
Well, some of that's, you know, for entertainment.
Some of that's the fact that it's a kazoo. It's a kazoo.
Yeah.
All right, Jan, you're one in. Two more, and you've got the Nutcracker Ballet tickets. Give me a number 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Number 1. Closest two that we have left here is number 4. All right, here we go. Number 2 for you, your second time at this.
I'm Googling lyrics real fast.
She has to Google the lyrics, which, Jan, I worry for you. Here we go.
On demand like this, it's different than when you're singing along with somebody else.
All right, here we go. No. Here is the Kazoo Challenge, song number 2 for Jan.
You got it yet? Any idea?
Jan?
A little bit more.
Okay, I'm only going to finish the second verse, because after a while, it's all going to sound the same anyway.
Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Thank God she hit that part of the song.
Right?
I had no idea where you were going up until the last 3 seconds. Jan, you asking for a little more was like Andy Reid getting a replay in the game last night. That was necessary.
It's a good thing I had the lyrics in front of me, because I would have no idea what to have done otherwise if you needed more.
I had not, Jan, I didn't recognize the song she was kazooing.
I didn't either.
Right.
Well, fine. I appreciate all of your support.
All right, Jan, 8, 9, 10, or 5? 8, 9, 10, or 5?
8.
8. All right, this is for the tickets. Here we go to go see the Kansas City Ballet's The Nutcracker. Here is Kazoo Challenge song number...
Wait, I'm looking up more verses in case we don't get it right away.
Really?
Now I'm feeling pressure.
One?
Feeling pressure!
Oh, boy.
You should be happy that I care that much.
I do. Okay. I am. There you go. There's your third song. Here you go, Jan. Good luck.
Oh, my gosh. Jingle Bells!
Correct, boy wonder.
Nicely done.
I had so much more.
No, we're good.
I could have done so much more. Here, let me do more.
No, we're good. Oh, my Lord. I mean... This is it right here. It's like you're part of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
You know, if this whole radio thing doesn't work out, I think I got a future.
Right. We'll put you on the street corner with a kazoo. Just, you know, make
and
some money. There you go.
Yes.
Struggling artist.
People would feel very bad for me.
$1 for requests.
Yeah.
$2 to not play.
But your requests are a little limited, because I don't know that many songs.
And you have to provide the lyrics.
I have to know it, yeah. And play it for me.
Jan, congrats. You won a pair of passes to the Nutcracker, the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Starting November 30th through December 23rd, last year's Kansas City Ballet's The Nutcracker on Kennedy Center audiences in D.C., get your tickets now. Get all the details. Go to KMBZ.com. We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow.
Are we doing the same thing tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Why not? Well, because there are not that many other Christmas songs that I think I would know, right?
Right. I was going to say, there are a lot more Christmas songs, but I don't think they're, A, easy to play on the kazoo. Like, do
Which
they
is
know
harder
it's...
harder than you think.
Do they know it's Christmas? It's probably tough to play on the kazoo.
I'm
guessing.
I don't know if I know that song on the top of my head.
Right?
I mean, it's Christmas.
Or the Paul McCartney song. That's probably tough to play on kazoo.
And there aren't that many Thanksgiving songs.
Right.
So
we'll figure out another way. Jan, hang on hold. You won the tickets. Coming up, if you remember the last Correspondents' Dinner, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is coming up again, It featured a comedian by the name of Michelle Wolf. You remember? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I always watch it. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
It was graced with Sarah's presence tonight. I have to say, I'm a little starstruck. I love you as Aunt Lydia in The Handmaid's Tale.
It's fantastic, but she wasn't everybody's cup of tea, and she was pretty
edgy.
Edgy, yeah.
She pushed the line for sure, and did President Trump didn't go?
No.
President Trump didn't go, and he didn't go. Would this have been his first or second? No, this is his second, right?
Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't go to the first year.
He didn't go the first year.
Okay, and he didn't go this year.
Let's see. When was the thing?
April. It's always in April.
Okay. So
yeah, that would have been his second April in office. So he didn't go either year. And they just do it anyway. The last couple of years, they've just had it anyway. And other presidents have gone. I believe President Bush skipped it 1 year because the Iraq War was heavy and we were heavy into fighting in the Iraq War. And so I believe he skipped it 1 year. But other than that, presidents go and they sit up on stage and they get roasted. They deliver their own set of jokes first. And then the guest goes up there and does their spiel. But the White House Correspondents Association yesterday said presidential biographer Ron Chernow will be the featured speaker at the group's annual dinner in April, opting against the usual choice of a comedian as tensions between the Trump administration and the press remain high. Reading out of Politico, Chernow said in a statement, "Freedom of the press is always a timely subject, and this seems like a perfect moment to go back to the basics." So he is going to speak about freedom of the press at the dinner on April 27th, and he acknowledges that he's not necessarily funny, but he hopes to be compelling, I guess, entertaining.
That'll be real entertaining.
I guess.
Like Buzz Killington telling a story about a bridge.
Yeah, so you can believe whatever you want about the reason for this decision, but the reason is because President Trump can't take a joke.
Yeah, and neither can Sarah Sanders.
Right.
And nobody in the Trump administration can take a joke because everybody always says mean things and you should grow up and buck up and snowflake this and snowflake that. The truth is no one within inside this administration, especially Donald Trump, knows how to be the butt of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty evident 7 years ago. Now we're going to get to that part of it, but one of the best, if not the best, at least one of the best in recent memory was that of your guy, Seth Meyers.
Okay, so I have a crush. This is not news to you. But his that he did in 2011 stands out to me for a couple of reasons as for why we're going to play it. Number one, as you're going to hear, it was President Obama at the time, but he really had some digs on President Trump, who was just guy.
He was a reality TV rich dude.
But the interesting thing to me about that one, just as a side note, is that took place the night before we caught. Actually, it took place on the night that we caught Bin Laden. So if you go back and watch it, and it's right at the beginning, I don't think we're going to play this part because it's not. He doesn't pick on Trump. But
we're going to get to that. I got this cut up into four sections.
Are we playing the part where he talks about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll just let you hear it. But you'll hear what he said. You'll hear the joke that Seth Meyers makes. And what happened the next night on Sunday night was that we get word that President Obama is going to give a national address. And it was late. It was like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Because we caught Bin Laden, it was happening during the speech.
Hello, I'm Seth Meyers, and I cannot thank you enough for having me tonight. Let me just say up top that this evening I'm going to be making a lot of jokes about many of the people in this room, but don't worry. I assure you, no matter how harsh the jokes, they've all been vetted by the man at the top, Chinese President Hu Jintao. Truthfully, I'm humbled to be sitting at a table with President Obama, a man I greatly admire. It's such an honor to perform for the leader of the world's most powerful / poorest country. And before I start, these were my birth certificate jokes, so thank you for the timing on that, Mr. President. Now unusable. We were working on these jokes for months. One of my guys said, "Are you worried we're a little heavy on birth certificate jokes? What if he releases it before the dinner?" And I was like, "Why would he do that? He's not going to wait 3 years and then release it before the dinner." Who told you I had birth certificate jokes? It was Assange, wasn't it? Is Biden still vice president? Because if not, I'm down to like, thank you and God bless America. Now I can begin. I am also honored to be performing for those of you here tonight, as well as the handful of people watching at home on C-SPAN. C-SPAN is, of course, the official network for wide shots of empty chairs. Every time I tune into C-SPAN, it looks like they just had a fire drill. C-SPAN is one unpaid electric bill away from being a radio station. People think Bin Laden is hiding in the Hindu Kush, but did you know that every day from 4 to 5, he hosts a show on C-SPAN? I'm not complaining about C-SPAN, mind you. I usually work on NBC, so tonight I'm thrilled to be on a network that people actually watch. In fact, the fact that I project it on 4 screens right now makes me the 3rd highest rated show on NBC. Comcast, of course, bought NBC this year, I'm assuming by accident, or when Goldman Sachs cut up the network and bundled it in the lower tranche of a CDO. I figured this was the only room that joke would work, and it only kinda did. It won't be joining me on the road. It's so amazing to be in Washington, D.C., all this history, all these amazing buildings, and yet here we are at the Hilton. The red carpet outside was amazing. Who are you wearing? What does it matter? I'm going into a Hilton. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy that we're at the Hilton because no matter how I do tonight, I'm earning Hilton honors points. You may not like these jokes, but I'll be laughing all the way to a free breakfast.
And the Bin Laden joke that happened around the 2-minute mark, if you watch the video, if you watch the dinner, like you mentioned, Jamie, they flash to then President Obama, who just laughs.
Yeah.
Knowing that at that moment,
at the very, you're right,
we were getting him.
Yeah. There are pictures of he and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton who were in the Situation Room watching it happen. And I can't remember if those pictures were right before or right after. I think it was right before the dinner, but they didn't announce it until the following night.
Coming up, Seth Meyers unloaded on then just a guy, Donald Trump. This was 2011. We'll play those for you. Snowflakes will melt. I understand that. And then he turns the attention to President Obama and tears into President Obama for a bit for a few jokes. White House Correspondents Center this year, no comedian, some historian. We'll talk about ethics. It will not be nearly as entertaining as past White House Correspondents dinners, but you'll hear from this one more from Seth Meyers coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. 48 here on 98.1 KMBZ. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wickett. Yesterday, the news comes out there won't be a comedian at this year's White House Correspondents dinner, which is depressing. And I don't know if the press decided that they were going to just bow down or get out of the confrontation business or whatever the case is, but they're going to bring on a historian, and it won't be nearly as fun.
And no one's going to watch.
No.
Which is something that actually the White House Correspondents Association claims that this conversation's been happening for a while about the idea of getting rid of the comedian, because it's a weird, some that work in media and cover the White House didn't necessarily like the buzz that surrounded this, and didn't necessarily like that it was such an object of entertainment. Like, that's not the point of the White House Correspondents Association, and that's not the point of the dinner necessarily. It's more to bring everybody together. And they didn't like that because it was becoming such a celebrity event. Bring in somebody that won't draw the attention, and you don't have that problem.
I mean, during part of this, we didn't, you know, I was editing this. One of the people that was brought up was Jon Hamm. Zach Galifianakis were both in attendance. I mean, movie stars wanting to get to the White House Correspondents Center to see, you know, the president, or to see whoever the stand-up comedian was. And in this case, what we're playing is from 2011, and it's Seth Meyers, who was on Saturday Night Live and now has the late-night show over on NBC. And then in the audience, and if you watch it, and really the reason that they're not having a comedian in many people's minds, including my own, is our current president cannot be the butt of a joke. He views it as a sign of absolute weakness, mm-hmm. even though he has been the butt of a joke for 30 years.
Yeah.
He has been, and he's still to this day a butt of many jokes. It's part of the territory when you're the president, but he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it when he gets made fun of, and he's very protective of that. And if you watch this from 7 years ago, we're about to play you the part where Seth, he didn't just do a joke about then-celebrity Donald Trump. He did many. Trump never cracks a smile.
No.
Stares and you and is just...
Like, why did he even go?
I don't know.
Why go if you can't laugh at what's being said?
And by the way, at the end of this, after all the jokes are made, the last laugh is on Seth Meyers. Because guess mm-hmm. what? 7 years later,
yeah,
he would become president. Or 5 years later, he would become president.
And then, of course, there's Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke. Donald Trump often appears on Fox, which is ironic because a fox often appears on Donald Trump's head. If you're at the Washington Post table with Trump and you can't finish your entree, don't worry, the fox will eat it. And if I can for a moment talk about the birther issue, when did we get so suspicious about where people were born? A USA Today poll last week said 38% of Americans think the president was definitely born in the US. In the same poll, in the very same poll, only 5% more said Donald Trump was definitely born in the US. Has it reached the point where Americans only think something was someone was born here if they saw it? I know I was born here, and I know my younger brother was born here. But when it comes to my older brother, I can only take him at his word. Gary Busey said recently that Donald Trump would make a great president. Of course, he said the same thing about an old rusty birdcage he found. Donald Trump owns the Miss USA pageant, which is great for Republicans because it will streamline their search for a vice president. Donald Trump said recently he has a great relationship with the blacks, though unless the blacks are a family of white people, I bet he's mistaken.
Obama loved that one.
I like that Trump is filthy rich, but nobody told his accent. His whole life is models and gold leaf and marble columns, but he still sounds like a know-it-all down at the OTB. Mr. Trump may not be a good choice for president, but he would definitely make a great press secretary. How much fun would that be? Kim Jong-il is a loser. His latest rally was a flop. I feel bad for Ahmadinejad. He never man wears a windbreaker. He has no class. I, on the other hand, sell my own line of ties.
Joke's on you, because 5 years later, Seth, he is your president, just like the rest of us. He then turned the jokes back in 2011 to then-President Barack Obama, and the first subject, I believe, was about the challenge during his re-election.
So it's not a strong field, and who knows if they can beat you in 2012. But I tell you who could definitely beat you, Mr. President. 2008 Barack Obama. You would have loved him. So charismatic, so charming. Was he a little too idealistic? Maybe. But you would have loved him. I still think we all remember that inauguration day. The First Lady was there. And may I say, for as beautiful as you looked that day, you look even more beautiful tonight. Now you, on the other hand, Mr. President, have aged a little. What happened to you? When you were sworn in, you looked like the guy from the Old Spice commercials. Now you look like Louis Gossett Sr. I've never said this to anyone before, but maybe you should start smoking again. Is this the change you were talking about? Mr. President, look at your hair. If your hair gets any whiter, the Tea Party is going to endorse it. get an angry voicemail from Jenny Thomas in 19 years. But I believe the president would agree with me that the mood has changed a bit since the beginning of his term. At the beginning of his term, Mr. President, housewives were trying to sneak in the house, into the White House. Not anymore. Now everyone's leaving. Axelrod, Gibbs, Rahm Emanuel. By this time next year, it'll just be you and Joe Biden trying to find toner for the copy machine. And now your re-election campaign has begun. I bet it's hard getting back in campaign mode again. You know who's really dreading it? Will I Am. He's writing down words that rhyme with debt ceiling. The Heritage Foundation projected that joke would get a standing ovation. Probably shouldn't trust those guys. But Mr. President, I truly still have confidence in you. For one, you still have the First Lady. And of course, you still have Joe Biden. What can I say about Joe Biden that hasn't already been said incorrectly by Joe Biden? I imagine having Joe Biden as Vice President is kind of like taking your blue-collar dad to a fancy restaurant. He's more comfortable at the Olive Garden. He talks a little too loud. He mispronounces the sauces. And you're always tempted to lean over to the waiter and say, I'm sorry about him. He's from Scranton. The president and Joe Biden were not invited to the royal wedding. And when Biden found out, he immediately said to the president, you, me, wedding crashers too. I'll book us two Amtrak tickets to London. The vice president loves train. He loves the trains, and I assume it must have been hard for the president to tell Biden the new budget cut $1.5 billion from high-speed rail. Joe, come on in. Take off your engineer's cap. I have some bad news about the choo-choos. As he broke the news, one of the straps on Joe's overalls sadly drooped off his shoulder. On the subject of budgets, I would be remiss not to mention Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan introduced a budget plan that would overhaul Medicare and make deep cuts to other social and health care programs. Because he believes the American people have said loud and clear, stop using my tax dollars to take care of me. I noticed that his approach to the budget led many to praise Paul Ryan as a serious adult. And I have to say, nothing is more depressing about politics than the fact that adult is now a compliment. Adult is only a compliment to a child. I'm so proud of you. You acted like an adult tonight. I'm glad I brought you to my boss's house for dinner. You even cut your own meat like a big boy. Also, Congress, there are a lot of things you want us to be impressed by that we are not impressed by. We are not impressed that you sat next to each other at the State of the Union. You know what the rest of Americans call an evening spent politely sitting next to a person with wildly different political views? Thanksgiving.
That was Seth Meyers back in 2011 at the White House Correspondents' Center, and this year there will not be a comedian, there will be a historian.
Boring.
I know.
No one will watch.
Very boring.
No one will care.
But Michelle Wolf was pretty good, actually.
But if Trump goes, it just proves the point.
Yep. Yeah,
it just absolutely just proves that he can go, you know, when there's somebody lame there. I'm sure it'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting. Just Trump can't take a joke.
Right.
I mean, he has the thinnest skin of anyone in this country when it comes to jokes. All right. It's a midday with Jamie and Wicket coming up. We're going to get back to a conversation we had about a woman who you would think she was happy to have this done, but instead she's suing. And do you have one of these?